Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, we used to sing songs on the front steps of our home with our singing crew. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. We floated between the sweetness, peace, and love of Motown and the breaking down of romance from Gamblin' Huff. One moment we were singing the classic, you know, the One More Chance song of the Jackson 5, Ooh, I Want You Back, all the way to Here I Go Again of Archie Bell and the Trails. You remember Here I Go Again? I should have learned my lesson, you hurt me before, but every time I see you, I keep running back for more. We sang songs of unresolved relationships and unrequited love as if we knew what we were singing about. So we may pretend our hairbrush was the microphone and sang with Otis Redding, I've Been Loving You Too Long, and got real righteous indignation with Aretha singing, You Better Think About What You're Trying to Do to Me. Many of you may have never heard these songs when they were new. Like me, you caught them on the remix in the language of the 21st century. One song we used to sing was, I Found Love on a Two-Way Street. The fact is that love is a two-way street. Isn't it amazing? It goes out and it also comes back in. It's often like a boomerang. You can throw it away all you want to, but it still keeps coming back for more. Ask Dick Hoyt. His young son was strangled by the umbilical cord during birth. The result was brain damage and the inability to control his limbs. The prognosis was devastating, but both mom and dad refused to accept that their son would be a vegetable for the rest of his life. So in due season, they rigged up a computer and taught their son how to tap out words. And his first words were, Go Bruins. When a classmate was paralyzed in an accident, the school organized a charity run. And so Rick tapped out to his dad, Hey, I want to do that. And so Dick, out of shape, a self-described porker, pushed his son the 5 miles during the charity run. He said then it was he who became handicapped because he was very sore for the next 2 weeks. Then his son told him, When we were running, Dad, it felt like I wasn't disabled anymore. This changed their lives forever. Dick has pushed his son 85 times in 26.2-mile marathons, 8 times in triathlons, pulling his son in a dinghy while swimming 2.5 miles and pedaling him in the seat on the handlebars of his bike 112 miles, all in the same day. The father has taken the son on cross-country skiing trips and mountain climbing. It is an inspirational example of what love on a two-way street looks like. Dick loves his son. Son loves the father. Dick has helped his son find meaning in his life, and his son has saved the father's life. So the next time you think you can't do anything with the things that you've got to work with or what you've got to work with, limited resources, limited opportunities, limited education, limited physical capacity, remember the love that changed the lives of Dick and his son. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Touch your neighbor and say, yes, you can. Yes, you can.